We don't actually have Kodesh. We don't have Kodesh, and why doesn't the Mishnah mention Kodesh? Why does the Mishnah mention Kodesh? And as Rashi said, the Gemara's question is V'lech Shav Nami Kodesh, and if it was in the Mishkan, why isn't it mentioned? For some reason, Rashi doesn't learn. We left off with this on Thursday. Rashi doesn't learn. Let's say Kodesh. Rashi says, if it doesn't say Kodesh, why wouldn't it say Kodesh? Because it's like Dash. Therefore, don't say Zora Bo Merakid because they're like each other. Easier say Kodesh. If you don't say Kodesh, don't say Zora Bo Merakid. Say only one of those. Zavta Gemara, Amar Bayashkin, Ani Echel Pita Bo Ketisha. Ani eats his pas without Ketisha. So let's see the Rashi. For some reason, the Maran is bothered by the wordiness of this Rashi. The Rashi is very wordy, but the Maran is bothered by the wordiness of this Rashi. Let's see what Rashi says. Shkin Ani Echel Pita Bo Ketisha. Lekach, Apple got to have a mikdash, even though it was in the mikdash. V'av melachahi, and it's av melacha. Kiven the tanale dash, since it says dash, lo tanala, it doesn't say it. It was in the Mishkan, and it's a av melacha, but it doesn't say it. Now, zayru ubar merakid, but zayru ubar merakid, because what was the question before? Why does it say Zohar Bar Merakid if they're all the same? Sidur de Pasnino. That's the way you bake bread. The Kivin to have a Migdash. And it wasn't a base of Migdash. So therefore, Rashi is saying, through all the wordiness, Rashi is saying, what's mentioned in the Mishnah? Something that was in the first 11, something that was in the base of Migdash, and it's the Sidur de Pas. It's in the way you bake bread. You need both. To be in the Mishnah, you need both. V'hacha askir b'sidur depas, and the Mishnah starts off with sidur depas. Can you? It says zayru b'ayru merakid. Kamin and Gabi Ofer. Davay lemisna mevashel b'ofer. It should say mevashel and not ofer. Do have a mikdash? It wasn't in the mikdash. El mishum sidur depas nakat. It's because of sidur depas. Nakad v'asa. Hail v'ofer v'pas k'mevashel b'gesam amonim. Ofer v'pas is k'mevashel b'gesam amonim. So you could say it was sort of in the Mishkan because ofer v'pas is like mevashel b'gesam amonim and it's sidur depas. So they say ofer not mevashel. Ava ketisha, but ketisha, ashirim hu d'rasasi v'kache, rasasol nekia. Rich people eat white bread. Avaniim lo tarchi. Aniim don't eat white bread. They don't do kodesh. Hilkach lo tanale. Therefore, it's not that everybody is to do it a pas, so he doesn't say it. Umiu vade av melachahi ubechal dashi. It's vade av melacha and it's bechal dash. So what's Rashi saying here? Rashi is saying in order for it to be in the Mishnah, it has to be done in the Mishkan, or something that's exactly it has to be done in the Mishkan. And it also has to be in Sidur Depas. But it's still an Av Malacha. It is an Av Malacha. Now, the Maram took this to mean that it's its own Av Malacha and it doesn't say in the Mishkan. Which would mean that if you do Kodesh and Dash, or if you do the whole Mishnah, Behela Melchad, with Kodesh, how many Chatos would you have to bring? 40. You bring 40, not 39. Because Kodesh is Av Melacha. And none of the Achronim like this at all. You know, Kiveger, Rashash, they say it can't be. There was a Rashi in Avav on the base that said, and the Gemara that find Gimel Beis we learned, that says the most it could be is 39. It can't be 40. And according to Rashi, there has to be 40.
Oh, he never says that you have to be high
40. What?
He never says you're going to be high 40. He says that he's going to be high
That's what I'm saying. The Maran.
The question comes on that.
Yeah, let's go to Maran. The Maran holds that what Rashi means, it's a separate av, and Maran says if it's a separate av, you should be chayiv for. Truth is, others say no. It's like before when the Gemara said dash menafet menafet kun malach achasim. That means they're all avos malachos. But if you do menafet with dash, how many chatos are there? One. It's av malacha. Kotzer botzer go there masik ora. They're all avos malachos, but it's one malacha. So Lamaisa, there is this Maram, and the Maram holds Kodesh is a separate malacha in Yibichai 40. How could you answer the Maram? I don't know. I don't know how you can answer. How could there be 40? How is it possible to be 40? I don't know. But that's that Rashi. So Rashi could either mean, according to Maram, it's an av b'fnei atzmo, or Rashi can mean it's an av, but it's an av of dash. Dash has many avos. Just like dash has menapet, dash has kodesh.
Can't we answer to the Maram? Didn't we like say an answer before, talking about the pair, that it could be that when we say 39, it means that the 39 that we list, those are all like, all the ones we listed, that could only be 39. However, the ones that aren't listed,
but the problem with that is the Gemara of Ayin Gimel Amid Beis. Why does it say 39? Meaning it's only 39. You can't get out of that. It's so hard to get out of that. That's Rashi. What does Taisa say? Shkin ani ochel pito bo kadisha. Vim tomar, Fred Taisa. If it wasn't the Mishkan, let's have a new thing. Ketita samamanim. I've got the ani ochel pito bo ketisha lein samamanim malacha chashuvi. That means what Tosfos is asking, that of course you have sedur to pass, but by ketisha, everyone by samamanim. Where is samamanim?
Dies.
The dies. Everyone had Kedisha. Everyone made Kedisha. Therefore, there should be a Av Malacha Kodesh. Kodesh Samamanim. So it's not Sidur Depas. It's its own Av Malacha. Kodesh. Because everyone does Kodesh by Samamanim. Tosfos asks. For Omri, the Lav Dafka Ocho Pito. It's not, your science is wrong. It's not only people eat pas without kodesh. Elhudin de ani tzoveya b'saman bo kedisha. You could be tzoveya with saman without kedisha. So ani does that also. So therefore, it's not mentioned because not everyone does it. Therefore, it's not mentioned. Bim tomer, merakid nami lo lisna. Why it shouldn't say merakid either? Shekin ani ochel pito b'isa belusa kaminim b'sof pirkan. That an ani eats something called isa belusa. Isa belusa is after you do everything, you do merakid. Merakid is sifting. It says an ani doesn't sift. An ani will bake bread without sifting. So if an ani eats bread without sifting, why does it say merakid? So Tosfos, yes.
What's the definition of blusa?
What?
What's the definition of blusa?
Blusa is coarse. What's the definition of coarse?
Blusa.
Okay. You know, they eat coarse bread, so they shouldn't say Moroccan either. Yesh Lomar, the rov aniyim ain ochlin below hakada. Most aniyim don't eat coarse bread. They do merakid. Ela she'inin chala mitstarfin asubin. That Gemara is talking about the shear of chala. Chala has a shear. Now, Do you measure it? Let's say you have coarse bread or coarse dough. Do you measure the shear with the coarse stuff? Or the shear has to be wheat without the coarse stuff? So we say we measure, for challah measurements, we measure it with the coarse stuff. So that's the only time, that's all the Gemara means, that the ani eats, that there are some aniyim that eat coarse bread. If there's most aniyim don't, but some aniyim do. So in challah, we count the coarse stuff as a measurement. The kareinim bei melechem aretz, because that's called bread. As long as it's called bread, it's in the shear of challah. It is called bread. Kim diyesh aniyim she'ochem b'isablusa. There are some aniyim that do eat it. Some aniyim. So there's very few aniyim, but it's enough to call it bread. But since most aniyim do merake, it's mentioned in the Mishnah. So that's Tosos. So then Tosos very tam pierce being acher v'lo nishasher v'ri. Did anyone look up Rabbi Tam answers? Yeah. What? Yeah. You did? You read the Tosa Rush? Understood it?
We saw it in the Ramban, the Rift also.
Okay. And we'll see it in a second. So, Lemaisa, when we talk about Kotesh, there are many, many shittas. One is that Rashi, that Kotesh is the Av Malacha. Kotesh is the Av Malacha. It's av, and it's like dash, but it's av malacha. According to Tosos, I don't know if kotesh is av malacha by itself. According to Tosos. Kointosa says, well, let's mention Ketisha Sammanim. So it says, we don't mention Ketisha Sammanim either. I don't know if it's Av Malacha. It doesn't say any place in Tosas it's Av Malacha of its own. And it's part of, in Kointosa, it's part of Dash, really. It's part of Dash. Now, Kotesh could really be many things. What we learned here, we say it's part of Dash. Is Kotesh really part of Dash? Again, what is Kotesh? What is Kotesh?
Taking a membrane off the kernel.
What's in it? We saw someone's picture. What's in the membrane? The endosperm. And the bran is connected to the kernel. It's connected to the kernel. Rashi calls it, Rashi and Tosfos both call it dash. If you look at the Ritva, what does the Ritva call it? Tochen. The Ritva calls it tochen. Now, why would it be tochen? Why would it be tochen? So Mendy says, what did Mendy say?
And he says action versus purpose.
Action. What's the action of tochen?
Or what's the action of Ketisha?
Ketisha.
I think tochen.
What?
Okay.
Right. So Mendy said, and we look at the action. The action of tchina is not a separating action. You're not doing to separate anything, tochen. You're doing to grind it up. Kotesh. You're doing it to separate, but what are you doing? You're doing the same action as tochen. You're grinding it. You're doing the same action as you're grinding it. So Mendy says that the Ritva looks at Kotesh as the action. What action is? The action of tochen. And the Ritva goes so far to say it's a tolda of tochen. It's not an av by itself. It's a tolda of tochen. When you look at almost the same action, that's a tolda, really. And it's a tolda of...
Why tolda?
What?
Why tolda?
Why is it a tolda?
Yeah.
It's not... Well, he holds it's not an av in itself, or else it'd be for him. The
well,
it's
it
a,
like
it's a told of
Torah.
Like
yeah, but the av level has to be, according to Ritra, for the same reason also. That means, why are you doing Kotesh? To separate, to grind and separate.
Okay.
When you do grinding, token, you're not doing it to separate. So it probably can't be that odd. It can't be that odd. If you look at Ramban, Ramban says, hey, Kotesh is not Dash, and it's not token. What is Kotesh? Borer, the Ramban says. Ramban says, hey, it's Borer. Kotesh is Borer. Now, why would it be Borer and not Dash? Why would it be Borer and not Dash? It's very hard to say why it be Borer and not Dash.
It could be like what you're saying before. You're not taking something out of a wrapper. You're taking a part of the two things that are connected to each other.
Very good. So you look at Shvisa Shabbos, you look at the, I told you that before, I need to talk about it. The chairman told by it, there's a, the problem with Dush, I mean, the problem with Kodesh is, why it is such a machokas, what it is there's a simple problem here with Kodesh. When Kotesh is, you're taking off the endosperm and the bran off the kernel, but they're connected to the kernel. It's not taking out a kernel, it's peeling a kernel. It's not taking out a kernel, it's peeling a kernel. Now, what does peeling mostly resemble? What is peeling? It's very hard to say that peeling is dush, because what is dush? Taking out a kernel that's there by itself. You're not peeling anything off of it. It's not connected. It's not really connected. It's like, think of a peanut. A peanut is your, it's not dush, but that would be a classic dush. The peanut is not connected to the shell. Dush, you're taking out the whole kernel that's not connected to the shell. Whereas Kotesh, you're peeling, you're not taking out something that's not connected. And when you come to peeling, then it could really be one of three things. It could be close to dush. Even though you're peeling, but you're peeling to take out something which is close to dush, like many say, the purpose of dush, or it could be the action of tochen, it could be the action of tochen, or it could really be borer. Why could it really be borer? We're going to learn all about borer, but what do you mean to borer? Borer is from a mixture. But we're going to learn that borer is from a mixture. When things are mixed together and you're taking out one from the other, that's borer. When you're mixed, peeling is like from a mixture, the peel and the orange, or the peel and something, the peel and the banana, or whatever it is. So it could really be borer also. So why is there such a makokish of kokish? Because kokish is a new thing. It's peeling. And peeling with a maisa of token. Peeling with a maisa of token causes a big problem to Rishonim. What is this? And that's why there's such a problem here. What is this? Because it's a different type of thing entirely. Peeling something that's connected with a maisa of token. And that becomes a big problem. Yes?
Do you know if the Ramban is saying this is a tolda or an av?
If I'm not mistaken, the Ramban says it's a tolda. Does he? Does anyone look at the Ramban? Tolda. I can see it very well being a tolda, not an av, because it's different. Yes, Mandy.
We said that peeling is skin off the fruit is border?
No, so that's the question. We're allowed to do it.
Right.
But what malacha would have it had been?
If it were to be any, then the Ramban would Ramban saying everywhere?
According to Rashi, it would have been dash. According to Ramban, it would have been bore. According to the Ritva, I wish I knew. Yeah. It can't be token because you don't do token. To take a peel. So it could either be dash or bore. Maybe cosine or peeling off. What?
Maybe
cosine. No. Yes.
Already saw by digging a hole, it would depend where you're digging, and if you're digging a hole and it's based on the action, then it doesn't matter where you're doing it, if you're digging a hole, it would be chorish. After you say it's based on the action.
Okay, so he's asking a question. He's saying, why don't we look at laws of Lacha Shein Tzricha Gufa? Is when there were tochen in the base of Mikdash, they were token to be token. And we are here, are we being token to take out the good from the bad? That's what you're asking, right? That's a very good question. The simplest answer, but it's not such a good answer. The simplest answer is that when you do kotesh and you grind, but you want to grind it, that's the purpose is grinding it. But also to get out the thing. But you want it ground up to be able to get out the thing. So you want to grind it. But you want another action. That is a problem. Does that fit into what you're talking about? See, it's one step beyond. If I want to grind for grinding's sake, but I want grinding's sake because I want to take something out, does that fit in the category of Dolce and Tree Lupa? According to most, it doesn't. Because I do want to grind it to be ground. That's the difference. That's a good question because there are those who hope not. But Pashtus, you want to ground it to be ground. Yes.
Well, according to the Rashi Shita, the only way to do dash is if you put it.
No, Pashtus, why would you say that?
You're doing it the same way.
No, when you do dash, you're not token.
No, I'm not saying the Rashi would agree that you're doing lots of token.
No, but when you do regular dash, you're not doing token. You don't do token to dash. By the way, Nathan. Nathan! Close the lights.
Okay.
Did you sleep last night? You did. Nathan came up and asked me a question. I looked it up, and it's not true. Nathan told me when you do dash with a grinding stone. And it's not true. You do dash with a stick.
Stick.
Yeah.
And what was it then?
Do you have an ox pulling the stone to crush
with
it?
That's token. That's grinding.
That's grinding. Yeah.
Token we're talking about here is like with your hand
versus you can use a hand mill also.
Yeah. But that's token. Dash was not done with a stone. That's what's done with a stick.
Or maybe a board.
Or something. It was, but not with it wasn't. Dash is not round.
So I don't see that question.
Well, right. Okay. That would answer your question.
Yeah.
I looked it up. I said, is that really dash? And it says that dash wasn't done that way. Again, you're not a farmer. It's hard to do this. Now comes Rebbe Tam. Rebbe Tam says something that nobody agrees with and nobody likes it. But we just have to know that Rebbe Tam says it. So for Sunday Fun Day, we'll learn Rebbe Tam inside. Pick up your mind. This is a rush. What?
Is there an
Ashura
this week?
No.
That's what it looks like. No, it's not. That's what it looks like.
I'm like,
yeah.
I am.
Okay, but let's see Tulsa Rush. No matter how, I think when I talk about missing 3 days in a row and not learning this and that, it makes it worse. I think it makes it worse. I come to this conclusion that it really makes it worse. But I don't know. Yes, it made it really worse. I don't think you have Tulsa Rush. How come I don't got Tulsa Rush in mine? What page is it? I looked through. What page is it?
I mean,
Where is it?
I actually meant to the
riff.
So I could say
it wrong. Yavit Mefarshim, and then Mordechai. I don't have it. Mine's different than yours? Oh, I got Tosa Rush. After Tosefta, I have Tosa Rush. Are you guys Tosa Rush? These guys, they're Tosa Rush after Tosefta. It's after the rip. It's after Tosefta. Okay, I'm reading Tosa Rush in my I got my thing open. Just read it with me a little bit. See, Ogo Peter Walt Kishi, that's the question of Tosos. I don't know what Samamanim are and Samanim. You know where that extra man came from? I don't know.
We say
Samanim. What?
We say Samanim. No, actually, no. We say
Samanim. You say Samanim.
Yeah, I don't know.
Shaisa b'mishkan. The mind after me, the Dani Ogo Peter Walt Kishi, come up and bring Samanim, Malacha Kishuvi. Told the question. So then he answers, tells us the answer. It also says, I forgot the Mishkan of Kedisha. In the Mishkan, they did Kedisha. The Ein Anias Makom Ashiras. That's something you always have to remember. There'll be a million questions on this line, but the Gemara says Ein Anias Makom Ashiras. In the Mishkan, in the Beis Hamikdash, they did everything as if a rich person were doing it. You know, everything was done, you know, the highest level of. So in the Mishkan, of course, they did Kedisha Samamanim. Mikol Makom Chashiv Av Elamasha Ani V'Ashir Regilam Latzos. But to be an Av, everyone has to do it, and everyone doesn't do it, so it's not an Av. Im Tomar, Im Gein Merakid Nami Lo Listening, Shigin Ani Yochol Peter Yisavu, so like Tosa answers. The Tosa, Yesh, and then he brings Tosa answers, Yeshama Drav Ani Yem Ein Okum Bo Akkad, Tomar Vistak and Subal and Chala, the Korean and the Bey Malach, and Ma'or Tov Yesh, Harba Ani Yesh Okum Yisavu, so. I believe in Kedisha, Rav Ani Yem Okum Bo Kedisha. Now we got to Ben Tam. Let's see Ben Tam inside. Tam Pirish. By the way, did you look up the Gemara in Menachos when you were in the Ben Tam? No, she just took it for granted.
Yeah, until we saw the Ramban, at which point we.
And Tom Pirish, the Rav Mishum Kitisa Shaman Parach, the Lachshav Nami Kotesh. Everyone wrote the Gemara wrong. Rav Tam says when it says mention Kotesh, it's not because they did kosher by some money. Kotesh the B'chal Token Hu Gamri Kibin. Could go shove it b'chal mesach. That's the same as kotesh, so it wouldn't ask. I mean, that's the same as token. It wouldn't ask it. Ella mishum shahayu ofin pas b'mishkan. They did bake bread in the mishkan. Everyone says they didn't bake bread in the mishkan. They did bake bread in the mishkan. Why? Livdok ha-tcheles kamin b'mnachas. To check the tcheilas, like it says in Nachas, Gavdikas at tcheilas. Umais chamir the siri of afre the gave imishtana liusa guyusa. Okay, what was that?
They baked bread, so they put a tcheilas with the bread and then they make it. And then when the bread gets baked, if the tcheilas got worse, that means it's not real tcheilas. But if the tcheilas got better, then it's real tcheilas.
Very good. That's what Ram Nachas says. That they did bake bread. Now, not in the Mishkan. It doesn't have to be in the Mishkan. It's for the Mishkan because you're not allowed to have chametz in the Mishkan. There's no chametz in the Mishkan. But for the building of the Mishkan, they had to bake bread because they had to see, they had to use a colored tcheles, and there was many false tcheles. And to know if it's real tcheles or not, they put the tcheles into the bread. If it became nicer blue, then it was treles. If it became a worse blue, it wasn't treles. That's what they did. So they did bake bread for the Mishkan to check the treles. Yes?
They use that nowadays for treles?
What?
Do all the treles that they use
nowadays? No, they don't do this nowadays.
Why not?
We don't know how to do it.
That's what you can tell.
We have no idea how to do it.
Is it that hard to break to bake bread?
What?
Nowadays, to bake bread.
What do you mean?
You put the thing into the bread and you make it. How hard
I don't know. Yeah, I don't know. You have to know how to do it. I also
how to bake bread?
No, how to check if it got worse or got better. What's a nicer color? What's the worst color? That we don't
figure
know.
It out. If you take
I don't know. I ask your phone. I'll ask your phone. I want the scissors now. Bake it in a bread. I'll see what happens. I don't know. Maybe. How come you never see Svaradim with Tchelis?
You do sometimes.
You do? Do you have Tchelis?
Yeah.
Oh, what kind of Tchelis do you have? Which, what?
The expensive one.
You have the expensive one?
Yeah. He also has the one he's like.
Who? Who?
Charlie Wilson.
Really?
Yeah. He has Tchelis also.
Is it, he has that, the stuff from the what you call it, from the snail.
Yeah.
The expensive one.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Okay. I didn't know there was any Svaradim that used Tchelis. Okay, okay, good. Okay.
Even though it wasn't chametz, the lechem lefanim wasn't considered making bread at all?
No, it wasn't chametz.
It's still the same.
No, it was matzah. Lechem, what? Chalas toda. Chalas toda, it seems, were not in the heichal. Seems.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. The Halki Parach. So now, if you had to bake bread in the Mishkan, Halki Parach, right? Halki Parach. Lechshev Nami Kotesh, Shehayi B'Mishkan. Why not mention the Kotesh that was in the Mishkan? That this Kotesh was in the Mishkan. The Tzarech also passed for the bread. Umishani, in the Gemara answers, Shekin Ani Ocho Pito Bo Kedisha. Ani eats his pas without kedisha, therefore kotesh not mentioned in siddur the pas. V'chein nami also a pas, the pas that was used for the checking of the tchelis in the mishkan, shayu mishkan kivin shayu tzarech tchelis. Since no one's gonna eat this bread, it was just checking. Ohay kotesh nachitin. There was no kotesh. So he's saying the right time. Saying that's what the gemara is saying, that there. Not this whole thing that we said that since the Ani doesn't do it, you know, so Ashir do it. We're talking about the pas that was used for the Mishkan. He says the pas used for the Mishkan, there was no Kotesh. Because just like a Niyam eat without Kotesh, so therefore it's bread. So a non-Kotesh bread could check the Chelos. Could check this, yes?
So if you pick them, if they pick them stuff in the bread, most of the like people there, the town of the bread, and then it will be chametz, and they can't use it for Mishkan.
Good question. A non-edible object.
Like counters.
Being,
and like, you know, different eating there.
But why can't you have a counter that's treif unless you eat from it?
It's chametz,
or if you don't eat it, it's not. Maybe it's only chametz that was edible. I mean, it's not edible. I don't know. Maybe.
I mean, France eats snails all the time.
No, we're talking about after you put they had a blue string which they put in.
But they used that string, or they just knew in case of this. Vial that we took it from is the real
I think they use that string.
How?
No, I mean, the vial, but it was by, what became chametz? The string. Oh, you hear what he's saying? He's saying they didn't use that. They just knew that the vial of coloring was good.
That's what the Ramban says, no?
Did the Ramban say that?
He says that, what's the Ramban talking about? They didn't need to do a soul chametz thing because they knew. That's
something else. That's something else.
Is that what he meant?
No, that's not what he meant. I'll tell you what the Ramban says. No, he means that they didn't use the string in the Mishkan.
They didn't use the strings?
Yeah. No, they used the color. So that just showed that the color that they had in the
vial. In the bread?
No.
They would take a little bit.
They take a little bit of the bottle in the bread.
Like color one
is that showed one. That the rest of the bottle is good color.
So even if it's not
lean,
it works in the bread. But like,
no, yeah,
bread.
Yeah. Okay.
Even if it is, they don't have to use it. They just know
this hollow is this vial, and this vial
okay,
is the
let's go on. This is, I believe I have a Kedisha in Mishkan. If there would have been Kedisha in the Mishkan, you are Chayiv. The Merakit Ani, lo avidala. Come on. Chikin Ani Ochal Pito B'Isa Blusa. The Hagi Kivin Av Mishkan, Chashiv Av Malacha. It's Chashiv Av Malacha. Because it wasn't the Mishkan. Vada Minam Kaman. No, we're not going to do that now. That's sorry, that you have to later. But, so, that's what Tosa Rosh says. Tosa Rosh says, the Rebbe Tam says, you're going to the whole Gemara differently. It's not about Samanim. It's not about Aniyim. It's about the bread that was used for checking. The Ramban says, that's also not true. The Ramban says, if you look at the Ramban, Daf Ayin Daled, the Ramban says, any appearance in Nochesli. The Ramban, it's very funny. The Ramban doesn't like this pshat because he said it didn't happen. Why? This Nisayan in Menachos, elable kech tcheles tzavua, when you buy tcheles, you do this. Meshul Shasha, the color Elon, it was a coloring from a tree. There was some trees that were this color, and they use it. So to check, when you bought treles, you checked out your treles. Was it from the tree or was it from a snail? Mishkan, hein atzman sovinoso. The Mishkan, they made it. Itnan vatzoveya, they made it. So they knew what it was. But oh, shiilo hayofin b'mishkan klal, if they were to bake in the Mishkan for this, Hayamonin avas mrachas arbayim. They would have said 40 mrachas. It would have been 40. Shavu bishofer mavashal shavim ein lagamri davrachad. It's not one thing. Actually, you have to have both because one's to eat and one's to check treilas. So it's two different mrachos. If this would have happened in the Mishkan,
they didn't eat the bread.
No, they didn't eat the bread. No. The yosher roil nosif shtayim meborim mrachas v'zora. And you would have to count too. Therefore, the Ramban says, hey, Ben Tam, this didn't happen in the Mishkan. Years later, when they had treles, they wanted to know if some treles, you would bake in the bread. But in the Mishkan, they didn't bake in the bread. In the Mishkan, they made their own treles, there's no question. You bake in bread when it's unquestionable. In the Mishkan, the treles in the Mishkan was not questionable, so they didn't bake in the bread.
We do have, well, halacha, we do have dishol that's not for achila, like if you're melting metal or something.
Told us, not of us. And he's saying it would be, right now we have dishol, not achila, as a told us. But if they would have done it in the Mishkan, dishol, not for achila, would have.
Okay.
Yes.
Why don't we say dishol now?
What's
our current reason for not saying Mishul? What's the real reason for not saying Mishul in the Mishnah?
Because we want to do Siddur in the past. That's the reason.
So just because if we would have done Ofen the Mishkan, we would have written Bishul in the Mishnah?
Yeah.
Why?
He says we would have written Bishul or we would have written two Ofens?
Two Ofens?
Two types of Ofen.
I always thought he meant Ofen and Bishul.
Let me see again. I thought he meant two Ofens, but you might be right. Let me see. Where is it? What page? Yeah. Okay, 1 second. Could do it both ways. Even though he says the word Mavashal, even though he says Mavashal. But it could be two offers, two types of offer.
How would they write that in the Mishnah?
What do I mean, two types of offer?
Offer lechol, offer lo lechol.
What's lo lechol?
What? Check. Yeah. To say that he means it was said mavashal, but there's still to do it the pass.
Mavashal is to do it the pass?
No, it's not.
Yeah, so it's not.
So, it's hard to know. You're right. When the Ramban says it would be 40, but what would the 40 be? Two ofers or an ofer mevashel? If you could figure this out, and you could find somebody that says, tell me.
What, ofer mevashel?
No, 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 what, according to your Ramban, what it would be?
Well, we don't.
Ofer mevashel, that's what it's.
I don't know. I don't know. I don't know if this ofer would be part of Siddur Depas. If this ofer would be part of Siddur Depas, the ofer not to eat, then it would say mevashel. But I don't know if this ofer is Siddur Depas or not. Yes?
According to the Tosfos Rosh, isn't the Gemara giving the wrong answer? The answer that the Gemara should give is that you don't say kosher.
Yeah, that's as the Rosh says. That it's just a what you call it, a mashal. Just like Aniyah doesn't do it, so also the Mishkan, they didn't do it. It's just a mashal. You're right. There's no reason for that. Just say they didn't do it. Yeah? Yes.
Why didn't you mention Bishul and Mishnah?
What? We wanted to say Siddur Depas.
So why don't I mention after?
What?
Why don't I mention at the end? Yeah.
What? Mevashel?
Yeah.
Because it's Domo L'Ocho. Exactly. It's exactly Domo L'Ocho.
Really?
Yeah. That's why. Okay. So there's many different shittas here. Many, many different shittas. But for our purposes, there is Kodesh. There's a malacha. There's a three-way machokes. Is Kodesh an av by itself? Is Kodesh a tolda? And we don't know if it's a tolda of dash, tochen, or borer, or it's an av, but it's part of one of those three. We still know it's av if it's borer, dash, or tochen. So those are the basic shittas. You put it all together, those are the basic shittas. Av by itself, tolda, or the same as one of those three. But we don't know which one of those three. Yes?
You said before, even though it's something similar to it, it's still mentioned in the Mishnah. So therefore,
they did in the Mishnah, it was a malacha shuva in the Mishnah.
Yeah, so then Bishul should also be in the Mishnah.
What?
So then Bishul should also be in the Mishnah. Again, back to that question.
Again, Bishul is exact Ofer.
But Bishul they also did by Samanim also. But
right.
According to this, they didn't do it by Samanim. So really, you shouldn't set both of them anyway.
Which two?
The Mevashel and Ofer. Because Mevashel, you have both. Mevashel, you have Chol, and Mevashel, not Lechol by the Samanim. And by Ofer, it's only Lechol. According to the Ramban. You should have set both of them anyway.
You have to think about that. That's a good time.
Really, even Bishul
Le'achol, no? What?
Even Bishul
Le'achol. It's part of Ofer.
But still, even if there's something similar to what's mentioned in the Mishnah.
So that's the Gemara. The Gemara answer.
Yeah, but that's the answer is that we need both. We need A, it has to be similar, and also this because, sorry, and also the not everyone does it, but everyone says
Bishul. So Tosfos answers this by saying that he and Ani didn't do Samanim either.
Yeah, but they cook for food.
What?
But they do Bishul by food. And Ani cooks food.
But cooking food, there's no kodesh, there's no token.
No, it's just Bishul itself. Like, the Mishnah should say Bishul and
baking is cooking. When you get to the baking part, baking is cooking and cooking is baking.
No, but it's baking and it's cooking. It's two different things.
No, it's not. But they're so close to each other, we only say one. When it's the same, like we don't say picking dates and picking this.
How does Zoré and Morer different than Bishul and Ofer?
They were done to do different things. They're very close, but they were done to do different things. Bishul and Ofer were done to do the exact same thing.
You're applying heat to change food.
No, but they're doing the same. But they're doing the same. No, not true. You did something else. borer you took out, it's different parts of the mass. You know, Zohar is separating, and then borer is taking out the separate one. You do two different things. It's all for the same reason. We do two different things. Bishul and Ofer, you're doing the same exact thing.
We know that Borer and Zohar are very similar.
Similar, very similar, but you're doing two different things. You are doing two different things. Where you're not doing two different things by Bishul and Ofer. You're not. I mean, you are doing.
One's cooking water, one's cooking
inside. Still, you're doing the same thing. You're taking. You're taking raw food and making it into food. You're doing the exact same thing.
It's a different way of applying heat.
Right.
So
oh no, it's not separate. Borer, it's two different things.
Borer and Marate, it's so separate.
It's in different stages. It's separating, but in different stages. It's not the same separating. It's different stages. The Bishul and Ofer is applying heat to a raw food and cooking it. That's
so basically. If it's similar to each other, then we mention it. If it's too similar, we don't mention it.
Right, yes. Yes. 100%.
How do we know that?
The Gemara. The Gemara knows that. Yeah. From the Mishnah. The Gemara knows that from the Mishnah. The Gemara says, why didn't say Bishul? Because it's the same. And even though there was Bishul in the Mishkan, but there was Ofer, so it should say Bishul. But the Tana wants to say Siddur the Pas. So he says the same exact thing.
It should have said that Ofer is exactly the same as Bishul.
Yeah, so it should say Bishul. So it should say Bishul, because Bishul was the Mishkan, Ofer wasn't. So it's doing the pass. That's the way that tomorrow goes. It's the exact same thing. So say the one that was in the Mishkan. Yes? What?
Is there one overarching word that means cooking in general should apply and keep deciding to cook?
Very good. And that's what the Gemara really means. When you say Ofer, it's also Mevashel. Because it's the same exact thing, applying heat to a raw thing and cooking it. But the question is, but why not say the word Mevashel? Because that's what they did in the Mishkan. That's the type of heat they did it with water. So the Gemara says, because we mentioned Surga Pas. But you're right. It's the exact same thing.
Why can't we just say that is the answer?
Do
the same thing.
So,
just line under one category.
Oh, yeah. But you'd always want to say the thing that was in the Mishkan. You always want to say the thing that was in the Mishkan, which was Mevashel and not Ofer.
Uh-huh.
Except for the Bein Tam. But, you know, there was Mevashel and not Ofer in the Mishkan. Yes?
I think what it means is, why don't we say Mevashel, which includes the place? Why do we say Ofer, which is like, this is a
thing? I don't know if Mevashel includes Ofer more than Ofer includes Mevashel. I don't know why.
Where would you find Ofer, including?
How do you say Mevashel is including Ofer? Mamayim. That's not Ofer.
Right.
Ofer is only Mevashel is, I feel like it's more encompassing than Ofer.
You don't know that at all. I know Ofer from my wife. Bread, cake, chicken, kugel, sometimes chont. Man, my wife does a lot of Ofer. She has more Ofer than Mevashel. That's why she burns everything.
They should just call it kitchen.
They should just call it, I don't know, what would you call it? Call it,
In English, you would say cooking.
In English, you say cooking, but in Hebrew, there's no such thing as cooking.
You say, I'm going to cook a piece of cake. Everyone says that.
That's the word that we use to cover everything, even though it's like she doesn't cover everything. And that's the same thing which is
doing. When my wife goes back, I say, what are you going to do? You go to the kitchen, I'm going to cook. She doesn't want to cook. You're not cooking, you're baking. I'm going to cook. You know? Cooking is.
Everybody's helped my argument.
What?
Everybody's helped my argument. I was saying that's more encompassing because you don't say I'm going to bake when you go to
the kitchen. Okay, but in Hebrew,
it's different.
In English, we say cook and bake.
Right.
In Hebrew, you can say
okay, bake. Now, we're finished with all this.
Right.
Well, one second. We're finished with the first, this is the introduction. The next sugya is the big sugya. The next is the big one. It goes into all Hilchos Borer. Borer is very, very hard. As the Rishonim say, Borer is almost the hardest thing in the Sefer Shabbos. And the problem is, there's only three lines of a Braisa. and everything's taken from those three lines. You know, this whole Hilchos Boger is taken from three lines, and we have to put a lot to it, a lot of effort into it. So we're going to start that tomorrow. But you have to learn, you have to start, you know what the problem is? You have to remember the Shitas in the Gemara. And then you have to remember each Rishon, how he learns the Shitas. And then you have to learn if the Shitas agree with each other or not. So I just say, making charts would help here. You keep it in your mind, try to keep it in your mind. But we'll do it tomorrow. Have a nice day.